We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And we are back. What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Your guys, Cody and Derek, back for another episode, guys. And today, we want to look, right after the franchise tag deadline is gone, we want to give our look at the free agents that are going to become available, talk about some of our top free agent targets for the Indianapolis Colts. Now, Derek, I'll preface it by saying this. This doesn't necessarily mean the best players available in free agency. This means, I think there's a couple factors in here. I think, obviously, you know, the fit with the Indianapolis Colts is a big thing. And obviously, for some of these guys, they're going to cost less than maybe some other players who might be better, quote unquote, than them. But we think it's maybe makes more sense for Indianapolis with their cap room as well. And so with all that talking about, there are a ton of names here, Derek, that I think we can look at. I'll let you start because I have a couple guys that I have in mind that I really want to see Indianapolis go after and target in free agency coming up here. But who are some guys for you as you look at the free agents, this free agent class in particular? Who are some names that stand out to you that you really want the Colts to consider pursuing in free agency?
Man, well, I will start with the free agent safety class. We'll kind of just mark our way down a little bit. But, I mean, again, I've been saying it so many times. If you guys haven't already known, by the time that you have seen this video, that I am a huge fan of the safety market that is going to be in free agency this year, then I don't know where you've been, because I have been saying it in every video, I think, over the last few weeks. The Indianapolis Colts, this could not be laid out for you better than this safety group right here in free agency. This is like a smorgasbord here, Cody. It's like we're putting them in front of the table, and every single one of these safeties is like a different kind of meat. You have all these different kinds of meats, and you can choose from any one of them. And there's a lot of different options, and it's a lot of really good options too. So it's like there's just too many good options here to not try to find your way and get a plate and try to find something that you like, because there's just so many good names here. And even after the Indianapolis Colts get Julian Blackmon back, there's still going to be cap room to where you can make something happen with these guys. And just a few names that I'd like to think of is Xavier McKinney is one of them. I know he's probably going to cost a lot. It's probably going to be one of the bigger signings of free agency, whoever decides to get him. But if Indianapolis were to get him, that immediately makes you an elite secondary with young, great talent. And Julian Blackmon and Xavier McKinney, that loads up your defensive backfield, and you become an instantly better secondary with that being the circumstance if you were to go there. A couple other guys that I think could be a little better on the wallet for the Indianapolis Colts. Jeremy Chinn, the safety from Carolina, would really like to see if Indy could do that. Jeremy Chinn will not cost you a lot because he's had a few times where he didn't play in as many games this last year, has had a season or two where he hasn't played fully, and Carolina's defense hasn't been great, and they drafted him high, and you know the stats haven't always been amazing. Well, remember, when this guy was a rookie, Cody, he was third in Defensive Rookie of the Year voting. I mean, people were arguing between him and Chase Young at one point whether or not they were going to be Defensive Rookie of the Year. So, I mean, this guy definitely has the talent and, not to mention, is 26 years old and can still play at a good level. I think just needs a change of scenery. I could continue to go forever and ever on some of the names here, Cody, but those are two options that I would just give for the Colts fans, that one would be a cheaper option, the other one's a more expensive option. They're both young, both have great talent, but Xavier McKinney definitely triumphs from having been there and reliable, and has put up all the numbers that you could ask for in a safety. So that's a couple guys I'd start right off with.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, and I, you know, made a tweet last night. I guess I'll drop this video the day after on Wednesday, but I made a tweet last night, Derek, talking about how my two dream guys for the Colts, my two guys I want to see the Colts target. You mentioned Xavier McKinney. I mean, you talk about the stats just already, you know, are just so incredible for Xavier McKinney. You know, he had one of the top coverage grades as a free safety last year in the NFL. I mean, he can also do some stuff in the box, which you like to see. He's a guy that's very, very efficient. You know, he's one of the best guys in terms of, you know, coverage yards per allowed per target. He's also one of the best, you know, tacklers amongst safeties in the NFL. And he just overall, I think when you look at him, he's just such a good overall player. It's not like he has this glaring weakness anywhere. He can tackle, he can cover, he can do pretty much everything you're looking for. And so Xavier McKinney is definitely a guy, Derek, that I am really, really intrigued by when you look at him. And I just really do feel like he could be a big difference maker in that room. And Derek, I think if you paired him with a guy like Julian Blackman back there, I mean, that is potentially one of the best safety rooms in the NFL when they're both on the field. I mean, both guys that are ball hawks, both guys that are willing tacklers. And I think that just sits well for what you're trying to do with your defense. And we know how much of a liability and how much inconsistency, Derek, this free safety position was last year. Xavier McKinney's as consistent as they come. And so he's young. He's going to be 25 years old. So you pair him and Julian Blackman, both in their mid-20s. It makes a lot of sense for me, Derek, for the Indianapolis Colts to go that route, you know, and really like bring him in and kind of make him be the guy overall. And so for me, that makes a lot of sense for the Colts to go after him. Now, Derek, another guy that I really want to see the Colts go after, and this guy's probably going to be a little bit cheaper when it comes to some of the pass rushers compared to a guy like Danielle Hunter, who I obviously would love if the Indianapolis Colts went after him. I mean, the dude's consistently putting up, you know, double-digit sacks, and I believe he had, what, 16 and a half or something last year?
Yeah,
so he is just on another level. So he is right there, Derek, with the elite of the elite when it comes to getting after the passer. But I think and this is why I think this could potentially be a good thing. The obviously the contract for a guy like Bryce Huff, but also Derek, the production when he was on the field, and he wasn't on the field for that much. I think those two things, we've seen Chris Ballard do that before. We saw him do that with a guy like Samson Ebukam last year. You know, like we saw him go about it in that way where, you know, you're like, if we give him a little bit more snaps, how could his production even go up even more? And so I look at Bryce Huff and I say, man, you know, his pass rush grade, Derek, was a 90.4 last year, according to PFF. That ranks near the top of the NFL. And again, he's not the greatest run defender in the world, but I mean, Derek, his things like pass rush grade, pass rush win rate, all that stuff, he is right up there with the elite of the elite. And you think if you give him, I think he had what, something like 30-ish percent of the snaps. It wasn't great.
42%.
42, okay. So a little bit higher than I thought, but still, 42% of the snaps, he had 10 sacks, and his pressure rate was insane and off the charts. And if you give him near 50-some percent, how much better could he get? And he's still a young player as well there. So those two players in particular, I think if you were able to get both those players, that would be a home run offseason. And he's not going to cost what, you know, some of these top guys are potentially going to cost. He's not going to be a $20 million a year type guy. But I truly do believe that that could be a great fit if the Indianapolis Colts, you know, decide to go in that direction. They address pass rush. And then, you know, you look at the draft and you're like, okay, you know, now we have the option where we can go get a weapon, or, you know, we can go get a corner or whatever it is. And you feel a lot better about two positions, Derek, that you've had some inconsistency at, you know, especially when you talk about the free safety, but even the edge, like the consistent pressure has been a problem. And it's so crazy because Quiddy Pay had one of the worst pass rush rates last year. And so that would be such a major upgrade right there from a getting after the quarterback standpoint. And so I think Indianapolis would be very wise to get a guy like Bryce Huff in here, even if he's going to cost a little bit. I definitely think it's worth the investment and worth, you know, the potential that he could be the next breakout guy. You know, I know you mentioned it, and I don't think this video will come out. This video will definitely come out before the one we did on the pass rushers. But you talked about a guy like Hassan Reddick, which I thought was interesting. You know, a guy that when he started getting more opportunities, he started to really show that he could be an effective pass rusher. And so that was kind of the same mindset and the same thought process with a guy like Bryce Huff. Like, yeah, you give him more snaps, you bet on some of the things you saw last year, and you say, okay, if he just does what he does with more snaps, that's going to be one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. So those are two guys I have, and I know there's a ton more guys, Derek, that we could talk about. Cameron Curl's another name that I would be really interested in, the Washington safety. I mean, he's one of the, you know, talking about Xavier McKinney's like probably the cream of the crop right now, especially with Antoine Winfield getting franchise tagged. But Cameron Curl's another guy, Derek, really, really good in coverage, will make a whole lot of sense at free safety, and I would love to see him. And that's not even like scratching the surface on how many different safeties there are potentially here in this class. It's an extremely great class when it comes to safeties. But anyway, it'll be interesting to see kind of how this works out, Derek. Any other guys that you kind of targeted or identified that you're like, I would love for the Colts to pursue this player in free agency?
Well, I mean, to go off of your opinion on Bryce Huff, I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. We talked about it in the other video for sure. But I mean, like you said, with Brian Burns and Josh Allen and a few of these other guys coming off the market, you know, with them being franchise tagged, your options are very limited in that edge department. But it is another one of those things where we talked about it in the other video with saying we're trying to look for those guys that are able to achieve what they can with the limited time that they do get. Like you said, 42% of the snaps, 10 sacks, one of the best pressure rates of anyone in the NFL, and did that with not even being a full-time starter. Was only like, I don't even know if he started in any of the games this year, probably only did a couple, but only really played in 10 games. So, I mean, if you see it in that reform, you know, that's just one of those things where you're looking at that potential upside. And you said it with the contract, it won't be anything groundbreaking, kind of similar to Samson Ebukam's contract, maybe a tad bit higher, but that's about it. You know, like I don't think it would really break the bank if you're the Indianapolis Colts. And I would say for Indianapolis, say like, you know, if they had anyone else, I mean, again, like I said, I could go with the safety group forever, but I'll switch it to the offensive side of things here for a second and kind of throw a few names out there with some wide receivers that I feel like Indy could potentially be looking at. And, you know, I mentioned the top three guys that are still remaining on the market when it comes to overall yardage from last year, all could be guys that I could see Indianapolis maybe trying to go get. First one of those I mentioned is Rashid Shaheed. He is a restricted free agent, so it would be a little bit different if Indy tried to make a move for that. But, you know, Shaheed definitely is a young guy that gets 15 and a half yards per catch and had 5 touchdowns last year. So, you know, he puts up some good numbers. And the next guy would be Gabe Davis. We talked about him in a bunch of videos before. Gabe Davis going into free agency now, and this is going to be his first free agency appearance. And he's going to be 25 this next year. We've seen what he's been with Josh Allen. I could imagine he'd probably end up being the same with Anthony Richardson. You got two guys that are very prototypically the same with how they throw the football and their kind of abilities. So I could see a Gabe Davis being in there for the right price. And, you know, Calvin Ridley is another one that I would definitely be interested in. Now, the problem is the market's probably going to be very high for Calvin Ridley, which would probably make it very difficult for Indianapolis. And, you know, if you got Calvin Ridley, and on top of the fact that you're bringing in Michael Pittman, that may talk about what you think of the wide receivers and whether or not you are going to approach wide receiver in the draft, right? I mean, hey, listen, if Indianapolis went out and went everything in on Calvin Ridley and then they brought him in and then you got Michael Pittman, Calvin Ridley, and Josh Downs going forward, then that allows you to be extra aggressive in the draft and maybe move up and get a player that you actually would want to add to that system. You know, maybe there's a particular player at a particular position that you think could be in and get starting reps right off the bat and, you know, make be a difference maker for this team in the draft. And now, because you don't have to focus on a wide receiver, you have all these draft assets, move up, you know, like you have that opportunity. I said it before, I think it's highly unlikely, but hey, I wouldn't put it past Indianapolis to maybe try and get one of these wide receivers, maybe add to the room. You know, Ballard would definitely not be wise to just dismiss the wide receiver room altogether.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
I mean, I do wonder just with the depth of the class, the Colts say, hey, we got Pittman. We're going to get a guy in the draft. You know, it's that deep. We think we can get a difference maker. We don't have to drop whatever it would take for Calvin Ridley. You know, like that would be a lot. So I don't know. That would be interesting. But I definitely think draft is more what I personally prefer. But again, I, you know, like if you go get a guy, Calvin Ridley, and then all of a sudden you're able to go be a little bit more aggressive in the draft, I wouldn't hate that either. So, all right. Well, cool. Well, that will do it for this one, guys. Let us know your overall thoughts here on some potential targets for the Indianapolis Colts. What are some positions you'd like to see the Indianapolis Colts address in free agency? Let us know all those things in the comments below. But that'll do it for this one, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, guys, go Colts.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.